You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
You should say, I will be known as a woman that believe God. I believe God. Your children need to see you say that, not backing up when there's a deficit, but I believe God. I stood on the word. I didn't know how he was going to do it, but I stood on the word and he brought me out. I didn't even have a clue, but I kept sowing my seed and I kept saying I believe God and I kept praying and I kept doing what he wanted me to do, and eventually he brought me out because I believe God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Scarred Man. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Proverbs chapter 29, verses 22 through 25.
So my point is, when I speak to you, I'm not talking at you. I'm talking about stuff that I've endured or the things that I've gone through. And I'm telling you, if you're an accomplice to a thief, okay, you're sitting there and you see it, but you won't say something, you're swearing to your own hurt if you have to stand or sit on the stand and you're being questioned and examined. Believe me, it will hurt. Way more than what you could realize. So that's why thieves don't hang around people who walk in integrity. If you got a person that breaks in the homes, why are you calling them friend? You're on the path to be set up in a trap now. So he's trying to show you what a trap does, but you got to see what happens before you get to the trap. Are you an angry man or woman? Are you full of pride? You hang around people who are thievish? Then it says the fear of man. Before anybody show up, you're all afraid. What they gonna say? What they gonna say? Listen. Listen. You're not an animal or slave. And if you are, I set you free. In the name of Jesus, I set you free. I take my hatchet and my sword and I cut the chain off of your trap. You're not bound anymore. Glory to God. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. You are free from the traps that have tried to define you. And the fear of man will prove, scriptures say, it will prove you can hold this. You can put this in court. You can have an attorney that stands on your side and an opposing attorney. It will be proven that the fear of man is a snare or a trap. But whoever trusts in the Lord will be kept safe. Put confidence in God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's talk about faith is greater than fear. I decree that your faith is greater than your fear. Many of you have heard this phrase before. It's easy to say. It's easy to speak it. It's easy to release it. But putting it into practice is hard. It's easy to say faith is greater than fear, but putting it into practice is difficult. When life hits you, a lot of people don't walk in faith when life hits. They deal with emotions. When life hits you, when you're faced with a situation, it is difficult, but it is possible. Fear begins to creep in when life hits you. And you may think you're operating in courage, but actually you're operating in fear if all you're doing is protecting you. Because of the trauma and the trap that you experience, if you only protect you and you never try to trust again, now you understand that the trap of fear is still connected to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I decree that faith is greater than fear. Actually, the two are opposite to each other. I want you to superimpose faith over its reverse. Let me say it again. I want you to superimpose faith over its reverse, which is fear. So you must superimpose faith or belief. When fear hits you, you got to close your eyes and say, but I believe God. I believe God. Say that with me. I believe God. Yeah, I believe God. I can't see it, but his words say he with me. I believe God. Come on, that should be a rap. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. You got to keep saying it until it becomes a mantra in your life. I believe God. 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 I believe God around the world. I believe God. Well, if fear is speaking, you say, I believe fear. I believe the circumstance. I believe the threat. It's still faith. It's still false evidence appearing real. You're just putting your confidence in the situation, which causes you to back up, versus putting your faith in God that will cause you to step forward. You're still dealing with belief. Hallelujah. That's why God wants to shape it. Nothing that happened to you in the past can stop God from moving in your life today. No trap that you were in, glory to God. Carry the scar. Hallelujah. Let God be God. I felt the Holy Ghost on that. Let God be God. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost on that. Let God be God. Hallelujah. Wear it well. Hallelujah. You hit me with your best shot, enemy. You tried to take me out, but God, I believe God. He deals with me differently. He works with me differently. I'm a better person today. You can't define me about a trap. God set me free. Woo, Jesus. Good news is fear doesn't get the advantage. It doesn't have the final say. Amen. Say that with me. Fear doesn't have the final say. Fear is not what's going to be defined on my tombstone. Fear is not going to be the dash in my life. Fear will not tell future generations that I was here. Fear will not have the final say. It's not going to give me a eulogy. Glory to God. I will be known as a man of faith. You should say, I will be known as a woman that believed God. I believe God. Your children need to see you say that. Not backing up when there's a deficit. But I believe God. I stood on the word. I didn't know how he was going to do it. But I stood on the word. And he brought me out. I didn't even have a clue. But I kept sowing my seed. And I kept saying I believe God. And I kept praying. And I kept doing what he wanted me to do. And eventually he brought me out. Because I believe God. Glory to God. Paul is on a ship. He's on a ship, and the ship is being tossed in the sea. Hallelujah. And they got to throw cargo overboard, and they don't know if they're going to survive. And Paul stood in the midst of the ship, in the midst of the storm, and said, I want you brothers to know I told you not to sail. I told you not to go out in this storm, because I saw it will not be a fantastic voyage. Something bad is going to happen. And you should have listened to me, but I want you to eat some food right now, and I want you to take your time and relax, because last night an angel came to me and told me that everything is going to be all right, and I believe God. I believe God is speaking to somebody today. Let fear go. I believe God is going to come through for you. God is going to rescue you. God is going to show them around you that tried to hurt you that he's still with you. So carry your scar. Work with your scarred man. Stand up and stop trying to hide it. Hold on to your faith. Touch 10 people and tell them, I believe God. 10. Oh! Yeah. I believe God. I believe God. Come on, the Holy Ghost is on that. I believe God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't worry about tomorrow. I believe God. Don't worry about tomorrow. Oh, God. Clap your hands, all you people. Give God a shout in the midst of this service. God can turn it around. God can fix it. God can work it out. God will do it. Because I believe God. This Father's Day, you got it. I believe God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me teach you a little more. I got to drive the devil all the way out. Some people celebrate, and it's good, but I got to drive him all the way out. Every hornet, every maggot. It's trying to eat up your flesh. You got to drive it out. God brought you the truth revealed to get all of those worms out of you. All flesh eaters, hope eaters. We got to get it out. Take notes. The Bible is living and active. It's living and active, filled with truth. And we can learn from to help us annihilate those fearful thoughts that surface in our hearts, in our minds. The Bible is living and active, filled with scripture that you can learn from to help us to annihilate every fearful thought that rises up in your heart. You can superimpose faith over its reverse, which is fear. And you can sail on. Now, I want you to get the scene. I don't want to preach it right now. I just preached it, but I want you to get it. Paul is in the midst of a storm, and he has chains on him. He's a prisoner in the midst of a storm, but he's the one that has the eye, and he can hear from God. So those of you that feel like you got to be free totally before you hear from God, it's just not true. Or you got to be the chief in the room. The generals are not the ones who carry stars. It's the one who knows God in prayer. And if you pray and nobody else is praying, you're the general in the room. The man stood up in the midst of the storm, man. It's even named in the scripture. That's how severe it is. And the wind is going. And he's, while the wind is blowing, clothes are blowing. They're throwing things overboard. He said, take comfort. That's what I'm doing in the midst of all of you all. While life is blowing in your life, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm in the midst of you all saying, take comfort. God told me to tell you last night, not one of you will be lost. Glory to God. And you got to say, I I believe God. I know the wind is blowing severely. I know stuff has been thrown overboard. I know that you don't know if you're going to make it or not. I know you tired. But I'm releasing the word of the Lord. And I need you to say, I believe God. Once you say that, thing shift. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Things are shifting even now. Glory to God. I'm about to nail your fear to your trauma. Your present fear is tied to a trap of trauma. Psalm 105, verse 16. Psalm 105, verse 16. It's on the screen. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. Notice, God orchestrated the situation. According to the psalmist, God is the one who caused the famine to come. He destroyed all provisions, so they all had to go to the man that he set in place for provision. Good God from Zion. The Bible says he sent a man before them, verse 17. He calls his name Joseph, who was sold as a slave. So before he becomes the provider for the region or the nation, he's walking in a chain of trauma. Glory to God. Look at the word, verse 18. They hurt his feet. I'm trying to show you that your present fear is tied to trauma. Glory to God. They hurt his feet with fetters. Glory, hallelujah. He was laid in irons. So he's a young man, and he hadn't done anything wrong. His brother stripped him of the coat of many colors, threw him in a pit, and then he sold as a slave to the Ishmaelites or the Amalekites. I can't think of it right now, but one of the ites. And you got some ites in your life. But I want you to see what happened to him. The Bible says they laid him in irons. They put fetters on his feet. They hurt his feet. Either the irons were too tight and he was tender. But I guarantee you, when the scripture says they hurt him, the irons left a scar or mark on the boy. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time the word came to pass. The very word that he had of the Lord tested him. So instead of the man focusing on the irons, he's saying, but Lord, you told me that my brother Sheesh would surrender to me. You showed me that my mother and father would submit to me. You gave me those dreams. In other words, the word that God gave him was what he was focusing on versus the scars. Oh, my God. I want y'all to get that in your soul and in your spirit, because he didn't know that he would be a type of Christ in the Old Testament that was favored but then hated by his own people. Given a coat of favor by the fathers. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews that God spoke to his son. And when he spoke to the one, today I have begotten thee. In other words, before he became implanted into Mary's womb, there was a conversation with the father. Today I have begotten to you. Today you will be my son. Glory to God. as he brings the firstborn into the world. Read it out of Hebrews chapter 1. As he's bringing him into the world, he's saying, today I have begotten you. Today you will be my son. And he didn't say that to the angels. He said it to the only begotten Son of God, which is made above the angels. There's a conversation. Just like Jacob had a conversation with Joseph. I set you above them. I give you a coat of many colors. But they didn't like it. So they threw him into a pit. Stripped him and threw him into a pit. Pulled him out like Jesus died and went into hell for 3 days. And then he's brought up out of the dungeons and set into a high place. He's a type of Christ. But this is what you need to see. They hurt him while he was walking. He didn't ride from the pit all the way to Egypt. He had to walk all the way. And because those irons were rubbing against his ankles, he had scars. But guess what? Jesus had scars too. They nailed him in his feet and in his hands. And sometimes you don't know what God is trying to get into you. He's trying to show you how you identify with his death, burial, and resurrection. Because what happened, you should have killed you. They threw you in the dungeon, but God preserve you. You carry the scar. And all a scar is an indicator that you had trauma, but you survived. Say, I'm a survivor. Many of you are still looking at scar, but you got to get beyond the scar. Say, I'm a survivor. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I like this man. He hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the word came to pass. Look at verse 20. The king sent and released him. And I'm going to preach that at 11 o'clock. See, a lot of people want to go straight to promotion, but they want to forget about what got you there. It isn't because you're fair that got you there. That man stood before Pharaoh looking beautiful, handsome. But if you look down at his ankles, what in the world happened to you? That's the only thing he couldn't cover. It's a reminder that he went through trauma, but he came out on the other side. Joseph is not even focusing on it. He's got too much wisdom now. His hair is long. Glory to God. He's fashionable. He can speak multiple languages. He's gifted. He has the wisdom in him that's above all of the magicians and all of the sorcerers of Egypt. Where did it come from? Through his trauma, glory to God, and him letting the word try him until it came to pass. And God developed him while he was in the dungeons. And many of you think you got to be on the throne before you develop. God is trying to develop you now. Don't push scars. Push what God is doing on the inside of you. Carry your scars, but that's not what defines you. That's not what makes you important. It's just a testimony that I went through it and he brought me out. I'm going to point you to the one that brought me out. Glory to God. Look at the word. The king, the Bible says, sent and released him. The ruler of the peoples let him go free. Glory to God. Not because he was scarred, but because he had wisdom. He made him lord of his own house. You come from the dungeons and the man put you in a position to where you can control all servants. But guess what he did when he looked at servants? He know what it's like to be a slave. He didn't start telling them to run and do this and do that because he's still scarred. No, I know what it's like to be where you are. And if you do what's right, I'm going to reward you. I'm going to make sure you're set free so you'll never look what happened to me when I was a slave. I will not put that on you. Many of us don't know how to handle our past. As soon as we get some authority, we choking everybody out. Or we let everything go. You got to balance it out. Man, I'm teaching that, y'all. See that. Oh, God. Made him lord of his house, ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure. Joseph could bind Pharaoh's princes. I don't want y'all to wear this, but I want you to wear that. I want you to sit down. and I'll raise you up. He could do it at his pleasure. How did he get to that spot? He didn't allow the scar to define him. Like many of us are falling short. Everything is done by fear. I don't want you to go through what I went through. And I'm trying to get, no, that's fear. You got to move to a level of faith now. God is in charge. He brought me out. And I'm going to show you the God of my salvation. And he's going to direct our path. The fear of man is a snare. If you're pushing fear, you will ensnare the ones that's under your control. Bible says, unless God watches the house, our labor is in vain. He has to watch over.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Scarred Man, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org. and download reference number 2406-1608. That's reference number 2406-1608.
Focus Young Adult Ministry will meet on Friday, June 28 at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Young adults, come out and fortify your purpose with fellowship, group discussions, and more. Vacation Bible School Praise Party 2 is scheduled for Monday, July 15th through Friday, July 19th. Use the mobile app to register your children's ages 2 through 6th grade. And remember to purchase your t-shirts. Volunteer opportunities are also available for middle and high schoolers. And what a great way to get those community service hours. Check out the mobile app and register today. Join the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Small group sessions are starting soon. Reach out to Elder Toby for more details. Get ready for Men's Summer School with Bishop Clark beginning Sunday, June 30th at 6 p.m. Trim Nation, let's prepare to celebrate our bishop's special birthday on Wednesday, July 10th. Join us in showing our love and appreciation for this man of God. Click the Give Online button on the website or the Truth Revealed mobile app. You can use Cash App to send your donation to Truth Revealed 2. If you prefer to send a check, please make it payable to Truth Revealed and include Bishop's birthday on the memo line.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.